interesting question in the halakha. First night of Hanukkah, so of course we make three berachot. Nadlik ner Hanukkah, she'asah nisim la'avotenu, and of course she'hayanu v'kiyumanu v'gi'anu la'zeman hazeh. Let's say a person is going to be away the first night of Hanukkah, and his wife is going to be lighting for him at home. So of course, his wife makes the three berachot, and he fulfills his mitzvah through his wife, through the proxy of his wife. Or for that matter, he designates a shaliach to light for him in his house. So of course he could be yotzeh. The question is, the second night when he comes to light, does he make shehiyanu? I could argue and say, well, he had a shaliach do it for him already. So just like the shaliach covered him for the mitzvah, covers him for the shehiyanu. Indeed, that is the opinion of the Magen Abraham in Siman Tafresh Ayin Vav. He says that just like his wife fulfills the mitzvah for him, so it fulfills also the mitzvah of the shehiyanu, and therefore does not have to make another beracha. However, against that is the opinion of the Pri Hadash. The Pri Hadash says, "Mishaya b'sfina." Similar case on a boat. B'dika alav ishto b'toch b'to or shasa shaliach. He made a shaliach nadlik lebnei b'to. The kule alma sarich lebarich shehiyanu kishyadik ner Hanukkah. He says they can do the mitzvah for him, but shehiyanu is like berkat nehenin. It's like a beracha. You cannot have somebody else make a beracha unless you hear it or unless you actually doing it yourself. You cannot make a proxy for berkat nehenin if you're not there. Similarly, that is what the Shevet Levi wrote in Siman Samechet in Chelek Dalet. Katav shenirei lo shedivrei abayit hadash ve'aliyahu rabba. There's also two other opinions that say they have to make shehiyanu. So it's a pri hadash, eliyahu rabba, and a bayit hadash, a bach. She'af sheniftar mechayu v'adlaka. You're right, you were exempt from the adlaka. Al yidei adlakat eshto. Ve'kol makom ha'alav le'odot la'ashem ala nes. You have to yourself give thanks to God for the miracle. Be'berkat she'asa nesim v'shehiyanu. She'em chovat ha'guf mamash. Shehiyanu he holds on the person. You cannot fulfill this mitzvah via proxy. Ve'lo mahani ba'a she'lihud. And also it's brought down in Sefer Ribibot Ephraim, Chelek Vav Siman Tafyud. He brought down from Harav HaGaon Rabbi Shalom, Yosef Eliashiv, the great Posek Ador, that said in this language, Mi shedliko alav bebeto belot rishonim shel Hanukkah, uba balayla acharon. He showed up the last night, he was away. Alav dalik not Hanukkah, madlik ner Hanukkah, ubarek shechayanu. So that's the consensus of opinions. Hakam Avadya and Hazon Avadya in the laws of Hanukkah, Daf Kuf Lamed Chet, says, Mi shelo haya bebeto belayla rishon shel Hanukkah, vedik alav eshto berkha kol haberachot, ubal vedik belayla השני, יש אומרים שלא יברך שחייב. That's the Magen Abraham. ויש אומרים שצריך לברך. That's the Pri Hadash. That's the Eliyahu Rabba. That's the Bayit Hadash. That's the opinion of the Shevet Levi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliashiv. And that's the way it's brought up in Rabbi Yosef Ephraim. וכן עיקר. That is the Halakha Lemaaseh.